The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, just check this out with Jacob. I have two other stories other than that was my Ray story that I told you about, sort of making sure he gets his GED and learning to play an instrument and not smoking and and taking him to the theater. All right, I have two other stories, and I'll tell you the one that kind of, and this may have been unconsciously what empowered me other than the Naked Cowboy saying that my hair, I had great hair. One was, I've told you guys a story before that there was I had a bookcase that I bought that was defective, and so I called up the store and they said, "Don't worry, we'll just send somebody over to fix it." So they said the person arrived before I expected them to. So there were books in the bookcase. And I said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you just go out?" At the time, I lived in the top floor of a building that had a really nice deck and nice view. And I said, "Why don't you just go out on the deck, and I'll, you know, it'll take me about 10 minutes to get all this done." And he turned green. And I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I'm really afraid of heights." Okay, now any other normal person would have said, "Okay, well, you know, sit on the end of the bed or something, and I'll get this done." I said, "No, no, here's what we're going to do." He said, "I can't, you know, when I fly, I have to sit on the aisle, so I can't see out, and you know, I can't go." And I said, "Look, you don't have to do this, but if you want to, I will hold, this is holding you back, and I will hold your hand, and you will take one step out on the deck by the wall, and then you can take two steps out, and then I'll let go of your hand." And I said, "If you can do this, if you can overcome this kind of fear, then you're going to change your life." Well, to make a long story a little bit shorter, he was green, but he did it. And I said, "That's, you know, I'm really proud of you." And so either that changed his life, or he said to his boss, "I'm never going to see that crazy woman again." But see, I don't know the rest of the story. People are always saying to me, "Well, doesn't that frustrate you that you don't know the end of the story?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not Paul Harvey. I, you know, even with my clients, I don't necessarily know the end of the story." So there's that. And I think I'd probably whined to you guys, because I whined to you guys about a lot, that I was, that there was something wrong with my jaw, with my toilet. So I kept calling the plumber, and it wasn't getting fixed, and it wasn't getting fixed. But because these guys had to keep coming back, I knew Dave, and I knew James, his assistant. And so one of the times they came back, David said to me, "You know, I'm gonna have to fire him." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "He's always late." And I said, "James, why are you late?" And he said, "Well, I sleep in." And I said, "Well, your cell phone has got a you know, an alarm on it." He said, I roll over it." And I said, "Okay, as soon as you leave here, you're going to go to, you know, Duane Reade or something and buy 3 alarm clocks, because they're going to cost 10 or 15 bucks a piece. And you're going to put them at various places all over your room. And you're going to set them all. And so, and you can set them for a minute or two apart, so you have to get out of bed. There's no excuse anymore." I said, "Because I'll tell you, when I'm counseling people about jobs or job interviews, say the first thing you have to do is make sure there are no typos in your resume, which is not relevant for you. The second is to make sure you're on time, because it's just as easy to be 5 minutes early as it is to be 5 minutes late. You just have to plan that. And that may be being there early so you can do Freestyle or Sudoku or, you know, read or pray or whatever you want to do. Go get a cup of coffee. But being on time is really a courtesy. And people figure if you're not on time, that you're unreliable. And if you're unreliable, a whole lot of stuff is going to come down on your head." Okay. So they had to come back again about, I don't know, maybe a week ago. And David said he's been on time every day since then. And I said, "James." He said, "Yeah, you changed my life." So it's probably, I think that anybody can tell you anything. It's just at the time in your life where you're willing to hear it. And admittedly, I sort of assume that my job is to remind people that the universe puts other people in our path for a reason. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Jacob said, "Well, if you ever end up dead, we'll know where to start." Which is actually, it's not sort of funny. There is actually a Flint water employee that was found dead in his country home. He's in his 40s. And they said there's no evidence of foul play, but they don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But On continuing icky stories, Mitsubishi has lied about the fuel economy for 25 years.
Gosh.
How did you do that?
This is, I mean, an ongoing, you can see, this is all, and there's another, we just heard on the news that there's another tornado happening someplace. This is a weird day in history. I think this is a batten down the hatches day. The FBI admits flaws in hair analysis over decades. And this is something that we talked, I think, yesterday a little bit about junk science, and we're going to be, not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that on It's Brooklyn, Let's Fix It, of talking about a huge miscarriage of justice based on junk science. That's one of the reasons why when there's a new article out that says something that's a little hard to believe, I walk you through it, because part of it depends on the question that you ask going in, how the study was done. It's getting more and more popular in science to take studies that are completely unrelated and mash them together so you get a larger pool size. It doesn't necessarily work, and it's not necessarily accurate. So this is probably the most discouraging story of the day. Guess how many police agencies there are in the United States? Just guess, Jacob.
US.
I'll give you a hint.
500.
53 of them, 53 police agencies are participating in a national push for the use of force statistics. So guess how many.
Yikes.
If there are 43 are participating, guess how many are not?
450.
How about 17,000?
17,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The current 53 cover about 41 million people. It includes New York, L.A., and Baltimore.
What exactly are they participating in?
That they're letting, they're making public their statistics in about police force.
Why should that be an option?
Well, there's not. They've asked, Obama's asked them to do that. The Police Data Initiative. But they asked law enforcement agencies to voluntarily provide and publicly post. Clearly, you got to put on your big boy pants, Obama. So the current 53 cover 41 million people, which is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
The 17,000 others cover 260 million. So even though, and the number, and you figure that means that there's a lot of small town police forces that are not playing along.
Yeah.
Which is where, at least in the last couple of years, a lot of the problem has been.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to have to release theirs, too?
Well, again, at this moment, it's voluntary.
Gotcha.
The initiative says, let's do this.
Hmm.
I know. Chicago's not on that list.
Wow.
Dallas is not on that list. Houston's not on that list. There are very few cities that are. And the White House is sitting down with marijuana law reformers today. Don't even make the jokes about that. Apparently, Obama, I don't know if he smokes grass. He smokes cigarettes, apparently.
Right.
Do you know that? Yeah. Most presidents are very careful about not being photographed smoking cigarettes. Apparently, Jackie Kennedy was also a smoker.
Hmm.
So, yeah. All right, 855-993-7569. We had a whole thing about, and one of the very common questions that I get on the air is about workplace relationships. So I thought what we would do is put up on Facebook, If you had a difficult work situation, and how did you resolve it? So, again, there's so many people who say, you know, I listen to the program rather than call, and we've had some requests for that. So we put it up on Facebook, and we actually put it up a while ago. But I thought that we would do that as well. So, as always, you are encouraged to talk with me about whatever it is that's on your mind. But we put stuff up on Facebook with the idea being that you have an opportunity to respond in whatever way makes some sense to you, all right? So 855-993-7569, and then we will talk about workplace situations, because we're spending, I mean, in theory, we spend 8 hours a night sleeping, right? Most of us spend at least 8 hours a day working, and that doesn't include commute time and lunch. So if you think about it, our work situation is a crucial part of our happiness in our existence. So I thought we'd look at it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Stuart, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a little different subject than you normally talk about, but
okay.
I've wondered for a long time, and I'm 66, how come the 4 short years of high school have such an effect on the rest of your life? I mean, I watch Hardball every day, and Chris Matthews uses the term all the time, and Reg Greenfield...
What term does he use?
It's like high school. For being immature, or gossiping about other
people. See, I use that for more for junior high school than high school, but maybe he went to a different... maybe he was more immature.
Meg Greenfield used it for different chapters in her book that she wrote about Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, let's talk... I mean, I think you're asking a bunch of different questions all kind of combined, but let's go through them one at a time. Number one, why is high school... why does it loom so large in people's lives? And I think part of the reason is that it's a major transition that we look... very much like we're going to look the rest of our lives, right? That when we start high school, we're usually about 15 or 16. So most girls have gotten their height by then. A lot of guys have. Or if they haven't gotten it by 10th grade, they'll have it by 12th. That most people do most of their physical maturation during that period of time. So you look very much like you're going to look the rest of your life, you know, plus or minus, as opposed to like third grade, number one. Number two, it's a time of relative physical independence, in that you can quite often drive, you can walk yourself to school, you can stay out, you can have a curfew, you can stay over at your friend's house, that you don't need to be taken everywhere. So there's that mobility, that you begin to see yourself as older, partially because you're going to look the same for the next 30 years that you are more or less in high school. So you begin to see yourself as an adult. You're beginning to move away from parents as the primary determinant of your life, and away from teachers and more toward peers, which means more toward your own independence. In some states, you can, I suppose you can vote every place now at 18, so you're viewed somewhat as an adult. And you have to remember historically that in major religions, 12 or 13 is when you become, you get your majority, or certainly by 16. So you're in that kind of cusp area where you have a lot of adult characteristics, and yet you have not a whole lot of financial responsibility yet. So while people view it as an incredibly happy time, which I don't think it is for a lot of people, I think responsibility tends to make people happy, not unhappy, but it's perceived, at least by adults and sometimes by kids, as a lot of your basic needs are taken care of. Your food is taken care of, your housing is taken care of, and yet you're allowed a fair amount of independence compared to later in your life. You don't usually have to go to work every day. You can go to school, but school only happens for 8 months of the year. And by the time you're in high school, most people have kind of mastered at least how to get along there, whether they're good at it or not. So I think it is. And you have to remember that college, up until fairly recently, and maybe not even now, wasn't available to everybody. So college was the last, or that high school was the last thing everybody shares in common, right? That we can almost universally, I mean, obviously there are high school dropouts, but in general, that high school is the last experience of communality where everybody had everything in common. Because people go on to college or to the service or to trade school, or they don't go to school, but high school is kind of the last of the democratic institutions in some ways.
I was looking at it in a little different respect, and that is emotionally. You remember all... I remember every slight that was done to me in high school, but I remember all the great things.
Well, but again, but you remember it for the same reason, that you remember the things that are new. For example, we remember our first kiss, you know, and our first sexual experience, and our first car, and our first girlfriend, and our first job. And a lot of those firsts happen in that amount of time.
And why does that, my question is, why does that affect you the rest of your life?
Well, because we remember firsts of everything affect people.
Okay.
First, yeah. And I think that, and I would also argue, it's really interesting, I ran into somebody I went to high school with, and she could remember everything we did in high school. Everything. And I have a really good memory, and a lot of it, I mean, when she said it, I remembered it, but it was not, it was clearly on the forefront of her memory. For her, high school was the high point of her life. And I think it is for some people. It's not for everyone. I mean, I had a great time in high school. But my life has gotten significantly more complicated and better and more fun since high school. Even though I had a great time in high school, and I think there's that as well of people, the high school football hero, who, you know, may go on to be president, but that may have been the last point in his life, the high school cheerleader or homecoming queen. So I think it is the combination of having a large part of what we're going to have the rest of our life and still having a limited amount of responsibility. And so it's a very, and a lot of stuff is new.
Well, I think that most of us probably have more friends from high school than we even had from college, because we want to retain all of those happy times or even unhappy times.
Well, I think it varies. As you say that, I mean, it's an interesting kind of thing. Is that that I remember, you know, my college friends. I have more college friends than I had high school friends. I think it varies, but I think again, it's the last common denominator, and people went to high school. It's the last kind of major shared communal experience before people go off on the various parts of their lives. And for a lot of people, it's very happy, and as for some people, it's very traumatic. But I think it's because it's a vulnerable age. It's the transition between childhood and adulthood. We're going to have a lot of the skills that we have, but not all of them, and not a whole lot of responsibility. So it becomes it's kind of the summer vacation of our lives to a certain extent, right?
Okay.
Because we're healthy and we have lots of options and not a whole lot of responsibilities.
Okay.
All righty?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right, so the idea being several fold, as you can hear, that it's a formative time in our life. I was talking earlier about the guy who says, I don't understand 16-year-olds, because it's a time in our life where we're really searching for an identity. When we're young enough, whatever our parents want, whatever our teachers want, whatever our minister wants, whatever our grandparents want, whatever our babysitter wants, is going to greatly influence how we behave. As an adult, hopefully we've figured out our own compass of, you could hear from one of the phone calls, of, okay, I'm now dating my brother's ex-wife and the family's up in arms. What do I do? And I'm saying, well, there's going to be a price to be paid no matter what you do. But so figure out how serious you are about this and make sure it's not just an adolescent acting out of everybody's going to be unhappy about this, or this was a target of opportunity, or we were both lonely or whatever. The idea being that as adults, we have to figure out our own compass and what the value is and what we're going to be influenced by, who we're going to listen to. Adolescence is by definition a time between. So somewhere between, this particular guy was 60, somewhere between being a 10-year-old and a 60-year-old, there's some rebellion that goes on, and most of it happens. A large part of it happens, we think of it in the teenage years, but it really goes on well into the 20s as well. So those two decades, and especially, but it really begins with great verve in high school, because that's the teenage years, that's when we're all sharing the same experience. And after high school, some people go on to work, some go on to college, so there's a loosening of that bond. But it's why it's so crucial. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Party 855-993-7569. All right, as I mentioned, we are going to talk about difficult work situations because it comes up so frequently because we spend so much of our life at work. And so a difficult work situation can impact our basic sense of well-being. All right, so 855-993-7569. Let's look at those. Okay, Jacob?
Sounds good.
Good.
All right. Our first answer was from Denise, and she says, I have been helped by different unions a couple of times.
Huh. Well, that's unions, it's good to hear something about, first of all, good to hear something about unions, because it used to be in the news all the time. In the 80s, they were a big deal. And basically, we hear about unions, forgive me for saying basically, we tend to hear about unions when there's a strike, which leaves negative impression in the public's mind. But unions had a very important part in American history. And then there was a sense that they had overwhelmed the situation, and then they were outmoded. And so it's nice to hear that unions are a positive part of your life. I'm really glad to hear that. Because I think the idea is always an appealing one of I'm telling you the story. I was at a very large corporation, and the union came and said, okay, here are two options. Because broadcasting up until very recently has always been a closed shop. You had to be in AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Actors. And now AFTRA and SAG have joined together. So you still, I think there are some radio stations that you don't have to be in the union, but you had to, when I started with Dinosaurs, you had to be. There was just no choice. I think you could work for up to 60 or 90 days or something. And for me, they've been a very helpful union. Not that I ever had grievances, but because of my health insurance. And so that was, but the union came to us when I was working for this large corporation and said, there has to be some cost cutting. So would you prefer everybody could take a 20% across the board pay cut, or we're going to lay off 20% of the of the workers? And I mean, in theory, what you would assume a union would say, a union member would do, is we'll all take the greatest good for the greatest number. So we'll all take a 20% pay cut, which is not a whole lot of fun thing to do, but it seems to be kind of a union concept. That isn't what people decided. They decided overwhelmingly to lay off 20%, the assumption being it wasn't going to be them, which maybe is part of the problem with unions these days, is somehow that notion of the greatest good for the greatest number. Unions, I think, are a lot of, like a lot of concepts. When you've got nothing, it's a great idea. Once you've got something, you get a little competitive in unions, especially when you get two-tier settlements, agreements, then everything falls apart. Because two-tier, by definition, means you're not united. You're not sharing things in common. So, okay, go ahead.
All right.
So but it was still nice to hear something positive about unions for a change.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara said, favoritism towards certain ethnic groups because we were a company that was subsidized by the government for being equal opportunity employer.
All right, start again on that one, would you please?
Barbara says, favoritism towards certain ethnic groups because we were a company that was subsidized by the government for being equal opportunity employer.
So that's her problem. She was saying that she felt she was treated unfairly because they had to subsidize other people. Well,
right.
I mean, it becomes a larger issue, doesn't it? And this sort of harks back to the speech that I heard this morning, which is if you look at the short term, equal opportunity is an incredibly unfair thing to do. But in the long term, I guess part of it is kind of like my union story. It depends on which side of the divide you're on.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a job and you feel somebody was promoted or you're applying for a job and you feel somebody, because of their ethnicity, had a leg up on you, you're not going to feel very happy about that. On the other hand, if you're feeling like you haven't had the educational or the work opportunities that someone else had, then that's going to, subsidy is going to feel really good.
Yeah, so the rest of her statement was...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. Unfortunately, these certain ethnic groups got away with murder because my company was afraid of being sued. I'm assuming she's using hyperbole there. I resolved my dilemma.
Yeah, hopefully not murder. difficult thing.
I resolved my dilemma by retiring and moving to a non-diverse community. Yeah, that sounds.
Oh dear. I don't know. I have
racist.
Well, possibly. At least exclusionary, which, again, is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. But it does bring up the issue of how altruistic you can be when it comes to your own well-being. So, you know, it's hard to be harsh about that. I get it. But, again, it doesn't exactly make my heart sing. I understand it, but what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. And then we have Antonio. I had one client from corporate America who I did some work for. They pay once every 45 days.
Whoa! Boy, that's tough.
No doubt. This is too long for me, but since I was not doing anything, I took the job. Then I waited. On the 50th day, my check had still not arrived. When I called, they said my invoice was put in the wrong stack and that my check would go out on the next payroll 40 days later. I was furious, so I called the police, who did not do anything.
The police? Why'd you call the police?
Finally, almost 100 days later, my check arrived. Stay away from corporate jobs.
All right, let me tell you my quick story. I had a situation where I had to send something back, just a form, which I did. And somehow, in that pile of mail, a number of things got lost, and I really did send it back. And so I got a letter saying, we're not sending you this money that we owe you. And it was a significant amount of money. And I called him and I said, but I sent it in. You know, why? First of all it was a verification of address. And I can understand them not paying for that because you don't want to be sending money to the wrong address. But it was not a change of address. It was just a verification, which I had sent in. And they said the same thing to me that they said to her, which is, well, we're not going to pay you until, all right, fine, we've got it. I faxed it in. They had it. They said, yeah, but we're not going to pay you till for another, essentially, 45 days. And I said, that's not okay. You know, somebody lost it, and this isn't okay. And they said, send a letter. So I faxed them a letter saying, I need the money. And they sent me the check 3 days later. So I don't think the police are the place to call. But quite often, if you just say to somebody, look, I need, and all it said in the letter was, I need the money. That it wasn't a heartbreaking story. It wasn't showing x-rays. It wasn't saying my mom needed an operation. It just said, I need the money. And they sent it. So this being a lesson of calling the police when something's not illegal is probably not a very good idea. On the other hand, saying to somebody, what are my options here? What can I do about this? Is quite often, and often people are willing to tell you. If you don't ask, they sometimes don't volunteer because bureaucracies are bureaucracies, including corporate America. But if you say, look, I need that money, what do I do about it? If you were in my shoes, what would you do? Is a very effective thing to do quite often. So don't assume that people are out to cheat you. Just figure out, all right, here's a problem, what's the solution? And that quite often works, more often than not.
Definitely.
All right, so we got that taken care of?
Yep.
All right. This seems to be a day of cataclysmic behavior, both meteorologically and humanistically, doesn't it? But look, yeah. There's a moral in all this. Whether you're talking about a 16-year-old or a lost check or what you feel is an unfair practice, just saying to somebody, you know, what can we do about this? How can we make it right? Is an enormously powerful thing to do. You may not get exactly what you want, but at least you'll lose the paranoid sense that everybody's out to get you. I know, it's a joke. Someone's going to send me an email saying, you know, you're going to say just because they're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, which is true. But when in doubt, don't assume that. If you assume that everybody's out to get you, you're going to have a completely different stance, and you're going to be hostile, and then people are going to justify their own sense of, okay, well, she's an idiot or whatever, so there you go. Alrighty, so I thought we would have all these sort of heartwarming stories. All right, I have to tell you a quick joke, because it's not really a joke, but talking about heartwarming stories, this is what popped into mind. Well, I'll tell you when we come back. All right, remind me to tell you a heartwarming story, all right, when I first started in broadcasting, all right, and my expectations. It was thwarted, I'll tell you that much. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have to tell you this quick story. It's been a lot of joy stories today, huh? Okay, when I was first starting in broadcasting, as I said, I started in Boston. There was not syndication at that time, so you were in a market. I mean, I would be heard in other states, but just, you know, up and down the East Coast, not very far as the signal would carry. And so I had a woman who called in, and I don't remember exactly what the context was, but she said that she had a son, and she spoke very, very slowly. And I'm not going to speak very slowly because it'll take too long, and it's not my style, and if you guys hear me speaking slowly, you'll think something's gone wrong. So, all right, so here's the story. She called up, and she said she had a son. And he never got along with his father. That there was a fair amount of violence, and he dropped out of school. Maybe he finally finished school because he enlisted. The story was that he'd had a very troubled time. He'd gotten in trouble with the police, but he'd never really been arrested. He and his father had a terrible time, and so he went off. He enlisted in the Army and went off to boot camp and came home on his first R&R. And I'm ready for this story to just have this fantastic ending. The Army made a man of him. He and his father got along. So she's saying he came home on leave and burned the house to the ground. I cracked up. I was so unexpected. I was so ready for this to have a, you know, a Bambi and tulips and butterflies and little chipmunks. He came home on leave and burned the house to the ground. And I have never forgotten that story as much for my the discrepancy between my expectations and her reality as anything else. So I cracked up, which was not very professional of me. So what can I tell you? All right, let's do. What did you decide you wanted to do here? Were you doing an email or a program director?
One sec, you'll find out.
Oh, then I know what we're doing.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All right, folks, for those of you who are not psychologists, if you give your producer a chance to have his voice singing something or not, which do you think he's going to do? Okay, that was just a vaguely rhetorical question. All right, let's hear the program. Because
right.
I gave him the choice, and I didn't think it through very hard, or I would have said, okay, we're doing a program director, aren't we? All righty.
All right, so we have two from Nanette here. She kind of separates them.
Okay.
The first one's just kind of generic, changing social norms. And then I'm not sure if it ties in with her main one here, which is, how do you let your neighbor know her bed springs need to be oiled and moved away from our common wall so I don't have to listen to her moaning?
Actually, I have an answer to that, believe it or not. And it came from a personal experience, or sort of a personal experience. Before, I had an apartment that I was moving into, and it shared a wall with my across-the-hall neighbor. Our bedrooms, they were duplexes. And so his bedroom wall abutted my bedroom wall, even though there was a hall in between on one of the floors, but not on the other. And he came to me as soon as he knew that I was going to buy the place, and he said, I'll go halvesies with you in spraying baffling into the walls. So he already understood the problem because he'd lived there before and understood that, especially in modern construction, there's not that much space, and the obvious place for both of us to put our beds was essentially abutting one another with a fairly thin wall in between. So I don't know that you can tell her about oiling springs, but I think what you can do is say, because if you can hear her, she can probably hear you as well. So one possibility is just go halvesies on sound baffling, and it's not terribly expensive to do it. He decided it should be in my apartment because it'll take off about maybe 2 inches of living space. But that's one possibility. It's not very expensive. You only have to do it once. It's much more effective than anything else. The second thing you can do is, I suppose, you could move your bed to another wall. But again, most of us put our wall in the obvious place where we're looking out, or feng shui or whatever. The other thing you can do is you can put up like a carpet on the wall. You can put up soundproofing, but again, the spring stuff in the baffling is much more effective than anything else. You can get yourself some headphones, but I know wearing headphones in bed does not feel very good. So what I would do is just suggest that, and get the information of how much it's going to cost, and you'll go halvesies with her. Because again, if you can hear her, she can hear you. So that's an obvious, easy solution, because even with you oiling bed springs, it's probably not going to work. That also works for people with dogs, and you can put flooring down. Basically, today's construction doesn't have, because they're cutting costs, so there's not as much dead air space, which is what baffles sound. So you can put soundproofing in after the fact. What was the first part that you wanted me to talk about?
Changing social norms.
Time. Time and a very specific a very specific focus, bumper stickers, suggestions. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is one of my favorite examples because it was a mom in California whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver. And she, in a very short period of time, she had a very specific concept. It was a very emotional appeal, and she got a lot of people involved in it. And in a very short period of time, all of a sudden you started seeing drink responsibly, that you got police enforcing drunk driving rules. And if you talk with people before she started that program, people would brag about driving home and not remembering it, and they were so drunk they didn't know what they were doing. The statistics about people coming across the Golden Gate Bridge, because Marin County had, and I think still has, an hour or two hours later than San Francisco in terms of bars being closed. So somebody actually figured out, they clocked how many people coming across from Marin County back to San Francisco when the bars closed in Marin, what percentage of them were legally intoxicated. And it was a huge percentage. After Mothers Against Drunk Driving, it dropped precipitously because all of a sudden police began enforcing it, the social criteria for letting friends don't let friends drive drunk. So a very specific message, an emotional approach, things that you can say in a very short period of time. If you need 5 pages to explain a concept, you're not going to change people's minds very quickly. But if you could do it in 3 or 4 words, you can put it on a bumper sticker, you can put it on a T-shirt, you can really get people mobilized behind it. And something that has universal appeal. But it does take, even with those kinds of things, it does take a little bit of time. And if you're dealing with the government, you have to add more time in it. I think that there are a bunch of things that are changing now. The view of climate change, what kind of energy and where we put our money and energy. I think stem cells is one of those things that's going to change. Gay marriage has changed. So things do change. Societies do evolve. People do become, I think, more compassionate. But you need to stay focused. It needs to be a specific kind of thing. You need to give it some time and not give up and have a very clear message. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.